The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to another episode of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Each week, she travels to incredible wine destinations, interviewing some of the Italian wine scene's most interesting personalities, talking about wines, the foods, as well as the incredible travel destinations.
Okay, we're here with Adriano Zago. Adriano, tell us where we are and exactly what you do for this new estate.
So we are in Serra Ferdinandea.
Serra Ferdinandea.
Yes.
First of all, why is it called Ferdinandea? It seems a little bit Spanish.
Yeah, that's correct, because we are just in front of what was Ferdinandea Island, and which was a volcanic island who collapsed in itself
some years ago. And then it collapsed,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, that's correct. And so we are just in front of that, and it was the Isola Ferdinandea.
Isola che non c'è.
Right? Isola che non c'è, exactly. That's a very poetic vision. And so we are really nearby to Menfi, let's say. And this is a project, Serra Ferdinandea, from Odo family and Planeta family.
Okay, Odo, they don't sound very Italian.
No, because they are French.
No, they're French. So this is a JV venture.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and your specialty is, of course, biodynamic farming, right?
Yes, so I'm an agronomist and winemaker, and
okay,
I use biodynamic.
So I'm assuming that this entire new project is biodynamic?
Totally, from the beginning. And so we are building a polycultural organism. There are more or less 15 hectares of vines and other, let's say, 80 hectares of different crops in between forest, and chickpeas, cereal, cows, and all the rest that we need to build a strong biodiversity and multifunctional farm.
Are you the usual, I would say at times fanatical, biodynamic farming in terms of the cow horns, the manures and the cow horns and the lunar circle and the whole shebang?
Well, let's say, I don't know if I'm fanatic or not. I just know that I use biodynamic agriculture in different contexts since 20 years ago. And for me, that's easy because biodynamic works. And so I can see results in the soil, on the crop, on the vineyards, on the wine, and especially on the human being.
So okay. That's tell us what you're doing exactly. Give us a little flavor of what biodynamic farming is here for the Serra.
Well, that's quite easy because we are in front of a vineyard where we use and the biodynamic preparation for the soil and for the vines. We use green manure in order to increase the biodiversity and the organic matter on the soil. And we use compost that we add also in order to increase the organic matter on the soil. And that is also biodynamic. So respect the biodiversity and let inspire. But the biodiversity that is here originally and use that in order to put this biodiversity into that and again build the polycultural farm surround the vineyard. So that's a little touch in order to what means practically do biodynamic into the Serra Ferdinandea.
Is there anything special about this place? Because you work with a lot of companies, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is there anything particular about this new estate?
Well, yes, that's quite a lot because we are in, in an in-touch beautiness. And so we are on the top of Monte Cirami. And the idea is to respect everything around that, planting just a little vineyard there and there where we found the best terroir about soil and climates. And incorporate all the vineyards and all the crops, again, cereal and chickpeas, everything in the genetic base variety, into this marvelous place. The beautiness is the specialty of this place. We are in between here and the seafront at 500, 600 high meter.
Coming back to America, Vinitaly International Academy, the ultimate Italian wine qualification will be held in New York City from 4 to 6 March 2024. Have you got what it takes to become the next Italian wine ambassador? Find out at vinitaly.com.
So how do the moderating effects of the mountain, the altitude, the wind, and also the moderating influences from the seaside, how do they affect the farming?
Well, this is one of the most interesting climate in Sicily about freshness, because on summertime, it's never go up, you know, to the classical Sicilian temperature, and is the special for the quality wine, and the climate on the winter time, for the same reasons, is not so strong. So we can build a very strong fertility of the soil because we don't never have, you know, let's say, a lot of cold on the winter time, a lot of hot on the summer time, and it's a very special about climate for vineyards and wine.
Okay, so when will be the first vintage?
Well, the first vintage, this was 3 years ago.
Right. Oh, so you're producing wines already?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you producing?
Well, the variety planted here are Nero d'Avola, Syrah, about red wine, and Sauvignon Blanc and Grillo, about the white varieties.
So what is the signature wine for this new estate?
Well, there are kind of three wines.
Okay.
There are three wines, a Bianco, a Rosé, and a red wine. And the variety are mixed because the two family are iconic from France and Italy, so they want to use the two varieties for that.
Okay. One last question. What would you say to the skeptics of, you know, biodynamic farming?
Well, drink a good wine and don't ask if it's biodynamic or not, and you will discover in many cases that the good wine are already biodynamic, because the best icons all around the world are choosing the biodynamic for increase the quality of the soil, the process, and the wine.
Okay, and that's a wrap.
Thank you for joining us on another installment of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Join her again next week for more interesting content in the Italian wine scene. You can also find us at ItalianWinePodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. You can also check out our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, to watch these interviews and the footage captured of each location. Cin cin!